Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. David Davis is the UK Brexit Secretary.
The result of the referendum must be respected. Parliament voted by 6-1 to give the decision to the people. No ifs or buts. And that's why we are appealing this to get on with delivering the best deal for Britain.
David Davis. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 240 migrants, most from West Africa, have died or disappeared in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Lisa Schlein has more.
The International Organization for Migration says most of the migrants already had died by the time rescuers arrived. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri tells VOA about 12 bodies have been fished out of the sea and more are likely to be recovered as the rescue effort continues.
The fact that we are already talking of over 4,200 dead, when the whole of last year we're talking of 3,700, is of huge concern.
Viriri says smugglers are apparently persuading the migrants to make the treacherous journey by telling them now might be their last chance to leave North Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military says two soldiers were killed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is proving to be one of Democrat Hillary Clinton's most vocal surrogates. Thursday, he mocked Republican Donald Trump as uniquely unqualified to be president. Meanwhile, Trump is accusing Clinton of engaging in a criminal enterprise for her handling of national security material in her emails during her four-year tenure as Secretary of State. Two major opinion polls show Clinton still ahead of Trump among likely voters, with the New York Times CBS News poll giving her a 45-42% lead, and the Washington Post ABC News tracking poll showing her with a 47-45 advantage. An anti-corruption protest turned violent Thursday in Kenya's capital when police caught on video beating at least one journalist and one protester. Other people also said they were attacked. Protesters gathered in Nairobi's Uhuru Park to voice opposition to what they say are increasing levels of corruption in President Uhuru Kenyatta's government. Early in the demonstration, police began firing tear gas to disperse the protesters. Amnesty International said Thursday attempts to resolve the issue of the closure of its Moscow office have been stonewalled by city authorities. Amnesty staff members arrived at their office Wednesday to find the doors sealed and the locks changed. The Moscow mayor's office said the rights group had failed to pay rent on time, but Amnesty says it has documents proving that the rent had been paid through October of this year. Amnesty is accusing Italian forces of committing multiple human rights abuses, including physical beatings and unlawful expulsions against refugees and migrants. Italy is under increasing pressure from the European Union to effectively and quickly register migrants in Italy and to return a certain number to their countries of origin. One of the consequences of this documented by the International Rights Group is forced fingerprinting. Amnesty documented 16 cases of beatings and 9 more of electric shock, sexual humiliation, and other abuses used to force fingerprinting. An Afghanistan-based research group says unsubstantiated evidence and what was called fantastical allegations led to years of detention for 8 Afghan men at the U.S.-run prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. In a report released Thursday, the Afghanistan Analysis Network said the detainees in question include 3 men that the U.S. authorities freed and transferred to the United Arab Emirates in August. They were part of a group of 16 prisoners released to authorities abroad, 13 of whom were never charged with a crime during their time in detention. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.